tolerance, ignorance, obedience. Who gave them the right to judge what color is right and what color is wrong? What gave them the right to judge what nationality, whatever that is? You know, we bleed the same, we cry the same, we laugh the same. We need to take it back to the basics.
Operation Ear Infection. Music and audio subversions with Skidmark Bob.
It's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want. It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale.
What the fuck? What the hell is wrong with you? Can't you see it's the media controlling you, turning every color against the one another hand, making it harder for my brother man. Corporate world is the enemy. No one's gonna keep my energy away from me. We're equals, we're humans. Who gives a fuck if he's black or he's Jewish? When the wall of intolerance gonna break? How many fucking deaths is it gonna take? Have we evolved so much we can't get along? But I got a chance and it's almost gone. The power's in the youth, we gotta take control. Tell the powers that be that we don't need them no more. United we stand, but divided we fall. The human rights break the motherfucker off.
Corporate slave state. What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Words ain't nothing but words. But my words are the words that I'll never be heard. And your scapegoat to the things you fear. Your mind controlled by the things you feel. From the day you were born and you were programmed. Who knocked on poor old mother's enemy as designed to mesmerize the blind cup. Two magic bullets, single bullets coming at ya. Visions and chances, then grabbing. Even when you're awake and you're napping. When you're gonna open your eyes and come to realize that you'll be instructed by the media lies. Telling you who to blame and who to hate. They're spreading the dirt on your grave. Their propaganda's on every channel. Too late to turn the channel.
Operation Ear Infection. Music and audio subversions with Skidmark Bob. 101 FM, freakradio.org.
That's right. Operation Ear Infection here. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. It is April 11th, 2006. There's going to be protests going on, hopefully, at the recruitment center. Hopefully it's not rained out. Not the recruitment center, but the... up on campus at the McHenry Library starting at 9 o'clock. Hopefully we'll be getting some calls in from that. And coming up next, hopefully, if everything goes right, we'll be doing a special simulcast with our comrade in Houston, Texas, and host of The Inner Side, which you can hear here on 1:30 every Tuesday. That'd be Scooter. He from KPFT. We're going to be doing a special simulcast from there. He's going to be doing a show. We're going to be doing some co-hosting. And hopefully we'll be getting some calls from the protests, possibly up at McHenry Library today, UCSC, protesting against the recruiters that are, I believe, there. I'm not sure if it's a job fair or what. But the last time this happened, October 18th, 05, the Pentagon deemed the students and protesters a credible threat, put on the credible threat list. So we'll see what happens today. Free Radio Santa Cruz, want to support your comrades up there on campus. Head on up to the McHenry Library. Not stay home, stay tuned, keep dry, and keep it tuned to Freak Radio 101 FM, Operation Ear Infection, freakradio.org. We'll be right back.
My name is Scooter. That was Ramallah with that sort of hippy dippy new age version of Day in the Life, that rockin' Beatles song. This is a very special edition of the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special. Right here on KPFT Houston, 90.1, 89.5 Galveston, and 101.1 Santa Cruz, California. They are with us live via freaky simulcast technology, Gulf Coast to West Coast. My co-host Skidmark Bob will be joining us from Santa Cruz, California, on the telephone shortly, right after this important message.
The first priority is to support terror. In order to do so, I have directed my National Security Advisor and my Homeland Security Director to put anthrax in the U.S. mail. The more credible this threat of terror, the more likely that the Defense Department is able to justify obsolete bases, obsolete programs, obsolete weapons systems, and every service and every constituency of our military. Every nation now knows that America and our friends are clearly the most likely sources of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. We will give the agents of terror every resource, every weapon, every tool they need. We will give them the training they need, the compensation they deserve. We have to finance terror, and those who sponsor it, I'll request an overall increase in funding to support this vital mission. This year, we've already requested nearly $3 billion additional dollars for terrorists, more than doubling the level of funding prior to September the 11th. It's not enough. We must be able to support terror on our terms, including the terror that could arrive on a missile. Every dollar of defense spending must give them the training they need using the tools of terror and guerrilla war, car bombs and box cutters, dangerous diagrams for crude weapons, nuclear materials, weapons of mass destruction, the world's most dangerous technologies, and the missiles to deliver them at longer and longer ranges. Crucial partner in this effort is Russia. Our two countries will expand efforts to provide chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. The United States will also work with Russia to build a facility to train the agents of terror and in supporting those who fight for it, using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. They use it without mercy, and for their dedication and for their service, America is grateful. Secretary Rumsfeld testified in court that he was involved in an effort 10 years ago to obtain chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. What's different today is our sense of urgency. Every day I make decisions influenced by the world's most dangerous people. To reach decisions, a president needs more than data and information. A president needs real and current knowledge and analysis of the plans, intentions, and capabilities of our friends. The last several months have shown that there is no substitute for good terrorists. People on the ground with car bombs and box cutters. These are the people who find the targets and new weapons to attack and defeat them. The United States must rebuild our network of terrorists. So America is required once again to change the way our military thinks and fights. Not to win wars, but mainly to dominate a country and intimidate the world far into the future. And starting on October 7th, the innocent people in Afghanistan got the first glimpses of a new American military that cannot and will not value innocent life. For the good of peace, we're moving forward with an active program to increase civilian casualties almost instantly. In order to do so, we must gain the means to kill on a scale much, much higher with every method at our disposal. Our military has a new and essential mission appropriate to their status as murderers. Fire on innocent life with extreme accuracy. It's not enough that the consequences be costly. They must be devastating. Afghanistan has been a proving ground for this new approach. Precision-guided munitions also offer great promise. We're striking with greater effectiveness, greater range, with overwhelming force. And our every hope is that our military will multiply their murders in Afghanistan. All at once, a new threat to civilization is erasing peace and safety and innocent life. The great threat to civilization is now the military of the United States of America. Every nation now knows that America cannot and will not be held to account. Above all, we are acting to end the freedom of the United States of America. The American people must be willing to sacrifice some of their own freedoms piece by piece. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies, these are the people who find the targets, follow the American people, and helped us disrupt the vast majority of great democracies. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies must work more closely together and then dominate the American people far into the future. We must be able to kill skeptics and old values like progress and freedom and choice and culture and music and laughter must be limited on our terms. We will track the American people with surveillance from air and space, trace their communications, disrupt their funding, and forsake our commitment to liberty far into the future. And forsaking our freedoms is only the beginning. They have been warned. They are being watched, and they will be held to account.
I for president. You like Ike, I like Ike. Everybody likes Ike.
For president,
hang out the banner, beat the drum. We'll take Ike to Washington.
We don't want John
or Dean
or Harry.
Let's do the big stuff right. Let's get in step with the guy that says, get in step with Biden. You like Ike, I like Ike. Everybody likes Ike for president. Hang out the banner, beat the drum. We'll take Ike to Washington. We got together, we are going to travel day and night.
For president.
Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country.
Damn it.
I saw that idea of using the Ayatollah Khomeini's money to support the Nicaraguan freedom fighters as a good one. I still do. I don't think it was wrong. I think it was a neat idea.
Golly, I'm so impressed.
Damn it, I feel good. Damn it, I feel good.
I love this part of the country. We demonize black people. I am a Southerner. I love this part of the country. I love this part of the country. How have we lived with these contradictions all this time? By finding somebody to demonize.
Hey. America is in serious quarantine.
Excuse me, Colonel North. I'm with the London Daily Tabloid. What do you say to your detractors' charges that you are pun-sucking incompetent who sold arms to the Ayatollah and profited at the expense of the American people? You care to comment on that today?
I think you think it was a neat idea. Hey.
We now believe not in declaring war through Congress as the Constitution requires.
Constitution.
But the President. Well, I think there are some terrorists over there.
Tyranny.
Terrorists.
Dictatorship.
Terrorists.
Radicalism.
Terrorists. Terrorists.
Terrorists. Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists. Terrorists like Bin Laden. The terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists. Terrorists. Terrorists. The terrorists. The Al-Qaeda operatives.
Terrorists.
Terrorist enemies. Terrorist evil. The terrorist enemies of freedom. The Al-Qaeda. Terrorist evil empire. Radical Islam.
I think we gotta bomb them, huh? We'll bomb them.
Freedom is on the march. Their enemy is brutal. Terrorist.
Terrorist.
Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist like Bin Laden. The terrorist.
Terrorist.
Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist. The terrorist. The Al-Qaeda operatives.
Terrorist.
Terrorist enemies. Terrorist evil. The terrorist enemies of freedom. The Al-Qaeda. Terrorist evil empire.
Terrorist.
Terrorist. The terrorist. The Al-Qaeda operatives.
Terrorist.
Terrorist enemies. Terrorist evil. The terrorist enemies of freedom. The Al-Qaeda.
Terrorist evil empire.
Hatred and fear. Fear. Ideology of terror.
The terror enemies of freedom.
Fear.
Terror.
Totalitarian control.
Radical Islam.
Terror.
Fear.
Terror. Terrorist attacks.
The terror.
Terror.
Fear.
When they murder children at a school in Beslan.
Terror.
Fear. Or blow up commuters in London.
Radical Islam.
Fear. Or behead a bound captive.
Terrorist.
Terror.
Fear.
The enemy has not lost the ability to attack us.
Fear.
The only way to protect our people.
Fear.
The only way to secure the peace.
Fear.
The only way to control our destiny.
Fear.
Is by our leadership.
The
terrorists. So the United States of America.
Fear.
The terrorists will continue to lead.
Empire.
Fear. The weapon of fear.
Fear.
My name is Scooter, and you're listening to a simulcast special coast-to-coast edition of the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special on KPFT Houston, 90.1, 89.5 in Galveston, and 101.1 in Santa Cruz, California. And I'm joined on the telephone by my co-host, Bob. Are you with us, Bob?
I'm right here, Scooter.
All right. Now, remember, Bob, we have rules here. You can't cuss on the radio. We're not, like, way out there in the wild frontier Sandy Cruz now. We're here in Texas. They say, hey, boy, you got a license for that station, huh? You got a license? You got to get a license for your car, for your radio station.
This is true.
Yeah, for your dog. We got to get shots before we go in there and wear these little FCC collars and tags and... It's all by the book here in Houston, Texas. The city so proud that we named our airport after Connecticut Yankee George Bush. So,
yes.
So,
well,
yep.
I'm surprised they let you on the air this, you know, early in the morning. I think, what is it, 12 o'clock there?
It's 12 o'clock here. They do let me on the air occasionally in the afternoon with this very respectable show. Now,
Just to finish this off now, son. Now, if y'all come down and see us, you can land in our bush. That's our airport there.
That's,
you know.
Right.
So, how much better Southern hospitality can you get than that?
I don't know.
Soft landing guaranteed. Welcome to the hot, steaming climate here in the land where the mighty longhorn toads run free amongst the frothing prairie squid from Gulf to Shining Border.
Well, hey, I enjoyed that mix there you had going.
Hey, tell us what we heard there.
Well, you heard a special Scooter mix there. That's a pretty recent Scooter mix with Gore Vidal with Fear.
Right. It's hard to improve on Gore, but...
Yes?
But you put enough gunshots in something, and it works for me.
Yeah, don't I know that. We also heard from the Reggae Death Squad with I Like Ike.
I Like Ike.
I've heard that somewhere before, but I haven't, you know, like, I didn't really listen to it till this time. That's a pretty interesting track.
Yeah, it's kind of...
You can find that?
Yes, that's at DIYmedia.net, our favorite, what would we do without it, Bob?
That's right. We also heard from the Department of Corrections and the Drums of War.
And that with Department of Corrections, wait a minute, that's you, isn't it?
Actually, no. That particular track, I did not produce.
Oh, okay.
Someone called the V-Man might have done that.
Oh, the V-Man.
But I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Okay.
You know, Department of Corrections is this, you know, group of people that like to do things. I myself are included in it. And we take George Bush's words and kind of change them around to, you know, reveal what they actually really do say.
Wow. I never thought of that.
That's why there's this Truthful Translations at DIYmedia.net where he has at least, almost 500 mixes up there of George Bush.
Right, right. And they go from really amateur to really good.
Yes. Yeah, he has stars for each one.
Yeah, and there's... I don't always agree with the stars, but...
I don't either.
But, I'll tell you, man, there's some people up there that make me just seem like a hack, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that last mix he did was awesome.
Well, I think.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Bob.
Started crying after that. Anyway, we heard from Ramallah, too. Awesome band that, with A Day in a Life, their cover of the Beatles tune.
Yeah, that wimpy, hippy-dippy, new age version that they did of that.
That's off their LP, Kill a Celebrity, on Thorpe Records, if people want to check them out. That's a great website, not website, but a record company. They just put out U.S. Bombs, so I'm going to be playing some of that on my show later on Pop Defect Radio, if people want to tune into that.
That would be, you would be, find that at freakradio.org.
2 o'clock PST time every Tuesday.
Right, that's, I forget what that would be for here.
Yes.
And you can also hear Slave Revolt. I'm having a senior moment there. Slave Revolt Radio is still on freakradio.org. And people often ask me, you know, what happened to that? Because we played it for a little while here.
I noticed that.
And I point them. Well, I point them to Freak Radio.
Ah.
And so that's on today.
Yes. It actually originates from a station in West Oakland, 103.3 FM, War Radio, West Oakland Radio. And then originally it started at Berkeley Liberation Radio, 104.1 out of Berkeley, which is still going also. Two pirate stations, fine pirate stations in the Bay Area.
And that, of course, we're talking about the delicate and diplomatic soothing tones of Tracy James.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, he has a show, something coming up every week. He's got, matter of fact, this week, I should look up and see exactly what he has planned for us this week. I believe it is... An American Fraud Every Century. He'll be talking about violence, land theft of humans, genocide, racial oppression, and stolen elections are a key component. He'll be looking at the presidential race between in 1876 between Rutherford B. Hayes and Samuel Tilden. Little history piece there from Slave Revolt. You can find that right now at radio.indymedia.org or radio4all, the number 4all.net. You can download it and listen to it yourself.
Well, I think we have a few more things to play here, Bob. We'll be back with you in a moment on the
Sounds
next break.
Good.
And I would like to say to all you folks out there in Santa Cruz that I think I speak for everyone in Houston. Sorry for the delay.
be the president of America like my daddy. He's a mean son of a bitch, he's the Big Mac baddie. So he got me an election that he took from Al Gore. Cause the people don't know a damn thing about war. I am the king of the world. My kingdom's under construction. And I'm building up weapons of mass destruction. The United States has divided nations. Got billions of dollars of bombs and we're not gonna waste. My drop my pants in the Congress and I show them my ass. If they kiss it, it's the ticket to the top of the class. I go to war when I want to and I make the first try. Cause I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I am the meanest damn mother ever got on a mic. I am a George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. There was a man called Satan, but they called him a saint. He had everything I want, and it drove me insane. This diplomacy is a thing of the past. To just put two bunker busting caps in his ass. I get a heart on my man on the button at night. I'm delivering peace in the name of Jesus Christ. I got together with my buddies, the haves and have more. Said I got a way of giving jobs to the poor. I called him Mr. Nike, and he said just do it. I flopped it out to Tony Blair, and he blew it. We never did find the weapons, but that's alright. Because I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I say I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I say I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I'm losing other people's titties and I feel alright. Because I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I go to summits all the time, but they're just a distraction. We need a leaderless conversation, more action. It's my planet and I'll bomb it for once. When I'm calling anybody at the party that I won't do. Man, with a job this big, got an obligation to stick it into every nation. I took that oil and I let fast food. And I never said thank you, now isn't that rude? I only wanted you to be free, the greatest American hero. Believe it or not, it's just me. When it comes to human rights, we're prepared to fight. Our practices are out of sight. I reckon a lot of them Muslims is gonna get killed. Cause the Osama bitch law just won't stand still. I'm bombing everything along the axis of evil. It's genocide, but I never liked un-American people. All the forests and the rivers and the land and the sea. All the moon, cause my daddy damn to me. You can't touch this bitch because I'm rich and I'm wild. I'm George damn Jr. I can do what I like. George Jr., I do what I like. Same George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I'm the meanest damn mother ever got on mic. Sam George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. Joe Bush Jr., I do what I like. Sam Joe Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I called up my guy. Said, are you on my side? He said, George Bush Jr., you do what you like. Said, I'm George Bush.
At the eagle soar like she's never soared.
Thank you, John Ashcroft.
From Rocky Coast.
The Christmas Coup comedy players now take you to Crawford, Texas, where Vice President Dick Cheney is meeting with President Bush and Condoleezza Rice.
Jesus said it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get to the gates of heaven.
Well, that's very discouraging, Mr. President.
I figured that out. And I figured out what Jesus was talking about there, Dick.
Well, what was Jesus talking about, Mr. President?
Jesus meant you need to get a really huge needle.
Oh. And a really little camel wouldn't hurt either.
Well, that's a good point.
A really big needle. Giant needle. Comprende, senora?
Si, senore, presidente. Yo comprendo.
Muy bueno. I love your Mexican. You speak it very well.
Thank you.
Is everything set with the war with Iraq there, Dick?
Yeah, well, I spoke to the VFW and the veterans of the Korean conflict. They are solidly behind us.
Good, good. That's really muy bueno.
Yes.
It's a lot of buenos there.
Yes, it is.
However, I think they may be too old to fight.
Well,
how can they fight a war?
Remember, Mr. President, we're calling it a regime change, not a war.
Oh, thanks for the reminder, Condi. I had to call for a regime change at my local 7-Eleven when they ran out of pretzels. I was trying to figure out the big needle thing with Jesus and the camel, and suddenly, no pretzels.
Well, that's tough.
You know, the pretzel represents a small child with its arms crossed in prayer. Did you know that?
Oh, hallelujah, Mr. President.
Now, who is with us on our plans for a regime change in Iraq, Dick?
England, Mr. President.
Of course, England. We knew that. Who else is with us besides England there, Dick?
Well, that's it, Mr. President. Just England.
What?
That's about it.
I hope you don't mean to tell me that other countries in the world actually oppose our war with Iraq.
Regime change,
damn it.
So far, only 14 countries oppose our plans for a regime change in Iraq.
Okay, one country with us and 14 countries with the terrorists. That's what you're saying?
Well, 14 countries oppose us, Mr. President.
No, they're either with us, Dick. You listen to me. They're either with us or they're with the terrorists.
I agree.
Okay. Now, do me a favor, Dick.
Yeah.
Take these 14 empty beer cans out of the bag and line them up on the fence over there. See over there?
Yes, certainly, Mr. President.
Top. Go ahead.
Okay. Where did all the empty beer cans come from, Mr. President?
Well, I did too big a blast. I had to wash it down before I had some kind of pain in my heart. Would you believe it? I'm just joking.
I've lined up the 14 beer cans, Mr. President.
All right, get back over here, Dick. Okay. We're going to have some fun. Get over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
My, what a beautiful collection of handguns, Mr. President.
Now take the pearl-handled Beretta, Condon.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, okay, we'll take turns, Condon. You start with the ones on the left. I'll go with the ones on the right. Dick, you start us off with the name of a country and its reason for opposing our plans for a regime change in Iraq.
Okay. Germany, Mr. President, has ruled out German soldiers taking part in any American adventure in Iraq.
Oh, that's great, great. Mm-hmm. All right, Condon, deal with the Germans right now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Get rid of them. Yes, Mr. President.
Good shot there. Good shot there. Beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, now give me a country, Dick.
Well, Jordan, Mr. President, feels a U.S. strike would be a tremendous mistake.
What's Jordan? What's Jordan?
I don't know.
Is that a country?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What part of the Mideast is it?
Well, it's over.
All right, line it up.
Okay. Now, Russia says they are against military scenarios and urge a search for a political solution.
Good shot, Condon. Next, Dick.
Canada, once proof Saddam plans to attack the West.
Screw him. All right.
Good shot, Mr. President.
All right, keep going, Dick. Keep them coming.
Okay, Japan says...
Who cares about those slant out?
They want restraint in dealing with Iraq.
I don't care. All right, get rid of them.
Okay.
Get rid of
them. Now, Italy...
Goddamn Italians, too.
Well, they don't see any proof of
they
Iraq.
Don't fight for anybody. Well, they all surrender. All right.
Yemen says,
I don't care about Yemen. Well, give it to me. Get rid of Yemen.
Australia.
Hey, screw Australia.
Fine. Now, China,
they speak Japanese. I don't care. Shoot them.
Actually, don't. And now, Egypt,
part of Yemen. I don't care, man. Eat part of Yemen.
Now, Bahrain has expressed their determination.
What's a Bahrain? What is a Bahrain?
Now, France.
I know where that is.
Yes, and they
must be on our side.
They want the UN in on that.
What?
That's what.
Give me a shotgun. All right.
Now, hold on. Turkey.
Kill the goddamn turkeys.
Well, I like it either. Okay. And Saudi Arabia.
Who
would shake peace and stability in the region.
All right.
Get rid of. Well, that's it. That's all 14 of them.
We got them all, Mr.
Well, we got
President.
Rid of them. Now it's one on our side, and everyone else is on the floor.
Well, you know, this kind of teamwork, you know, bodes well for our plans for world domination.
You got that right, Dick.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go inside and hit the bong. I think the Saudis left me a couple of pounds of that Primo hashish.
She's never sore.
The Crispus Coup Comedy Players is a Pacifica collective, also found at crispuscoup.com.
Bring them on. If you're interested in serving your country,
bring them on.
You really want to be a super patriot,
bring them on. Bring them on.
Join the army of compassion.
But we're going to smoke them out.
I'm a war president. The shock troops. Of a hateful ideology. I'm a war president. The shock troops. Of a hateful ideology. I'm a war president. The shock troops. Of a hateful ideology. I'm a war president.
Bring them on. 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 Bring them on.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology. I'm a war president. The shock troops of a hateful ideology. I'm a war president.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on.
hateful ideology.
Bring them on.
The shock troops. The hateful ideology.
I'm a war president.
Bring them on. 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 Bring them on.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology. The shock troops of a hateful ideology.
I'm a war president.
Bring them on. 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 Bring them on.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology.
We're the nations that have recognized the threat of freedom.
Bring them on.
And we're the nations that will defeat that threat.
Bring them on.
New technologies allow us to redefine terror on our terms.
Bring them on.
I'm a war president.
Bring them on.
I make decisions here in the Oval Office and foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
Bring them on.
America is committed to keeping the world's most dangerous weapons.
Bring them on.
And America is the most dangerous regime.
Bring them on.
We will work closely with our coalition.
Bring them on.
To make and deliver weapons of mass destruction.
Bring them on.
Arming to threaten the peace of the world.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology.
Bring them on.
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 But we're gonna smoke them out.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
I'm a war president
of a hateful ideology.
But you wouldn't even talk.
The death sentence is a gift from the people of the United States. The miracle is possible, and it could be you. Miracles in people's lives. We can't help you. Go home and die. Make the world better. The course of this nation does not depend on the decisions of others. Too many Americans in search of the fight for their own lives. In a world of change and hope and peril, our faith is sure, our resolve is firm, and our union is strong.
You will not let. You will not cry.
I wanted to meet interesting and stimulating people of an ancient culture and kill them.
Conquer you.
A single destructive desire.
We see you. We will conquer you.
A single destructive desire.
We see you. We will conquer you.
A single destructive desire.
We see you. We will conquer you.
A single destructive desire.
My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
My rifle and myself are defenders of my country. We are the masters of...
he died from the beginning for the freedom of America.
Some might call this a good record. I call it a good start.
Peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever.
My fellow Americans, we begin bombing in 5 minutes.
This is extraordinary. Something is happening outside. The skies of the Baghdad have been illuminated. We're seeing bright flashes going off all over the sky.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest.
Citizens of the world.
I'm a loving guy. I was not elected to the presidency.
The United States takes care of its own.
The children and parents and spouses and families and friends of the lost. My message is get ready. The United States will do what it takes to win this war.
The first step is call the reserves, call the National Guard. Then it's going to be call up your son and your daughter in the back.
What we have to do is to intensify these attacks, and that is what is happening now today.
Watching judges fire actions.
What we have to do is to intensify these attacks, and that is what is happening now.
When what you say is wrong, that's a mistake. When you know it's wrong, that's a lie.
All we're going to do is turn people on to the fact that they are the government now and they have the power now. It's not something that somebody's going to give them. They have it. When you get down to having to use violence, then you're playing the system's game. Because once they've got you violent, then they know how to handle it. The only thing they don't know how to handle is non-violence and humor.
I'm a loving guy.
Is to intensify these attacks, and that is what is happening now today.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
And beyond, we have brought grief to many citizens of our world, and our responsibilities are clear, but the purposes of the United States should not be doubted. to extend trade and the prosperity it brings, and to prove to the world its legitimacy. Today, the United States is a grave and gathering danger and continues to develop weapons of mass destruction and expanding facilities capable of producing chemical weapons in their most lethal and aggressive forms. To suggest otherwise is to hope against the evidence. To assume this regime's good faith is to bet the lives of millions and the peace of the world in a reckless gamble by the might of coalition forces and long-range missiles. My nation will threaten the world with mass murder. And that's important today to remember. The United States continues to shelter and support terrorist organizations and Al-Qaeda terrorists that direct violence against the people of the United States. The United States is a threat to the authority of the United Nations and a threat to peace. The United States has contempt for the United Nations and for all its pledges. By breaking every pledge, the United States will have new power to bully and dominate and conquer. The United States has no law of morality. The United States of America continues to commit extremely grave violations of human rights. Tens of thousands of political opponents and ordinary citizens have been subjected to arbitrary arrest and imprisonment, summary execution, and torture by beating and burning, electric shock, starvation, mutilation, and rape. Right now, Kuwaiti, Saudi, Indian, Syrian, Lebanese, Iranian, Egyptian, Bahraini, and Omani nationals remain unaccounted for. More than 600 people cast aside without consequence in cells and camps with little hope of freedom. And all of these horrors concealed from the world by the apparatus of a totalitarian state. Terrorists and Western governments so that there can be no peace throughout the Muslim world.
The humans remain entertained until the end.
The Middle East, America stands with Israel, and America will participate fully in its mission to seize other countries and their resources. The United States supplies them with the technologies to kill on a massive scale, condemning the Middle East to more years of bloodshed and fear. Prior to the Gulf War, people of Iraq were living side by side in peace and security. The United States bears full guilt for the hunger and misery of innocent Iraqi citizens. They suffered too long in silent captivity, and our responsibilities are clear. Economic sanctions on Iraq has made persistent poverty and raging disease with little hope of freedom and tolerance and learning. Suffering is great. State-controlled media continues to withhold important information about numerous meetings behind the cloak of secrecy between Saddam Hussein and a former American president prior to the Gulf War. History, the logic, and the facts lead to one conclusion. The United States helped found Saddam Hussein's regime. And that's important today to remember.
And you're listening to The CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special on KPFT Houston 90.1, 89.5 in Galveston, and 101.1 simulcast in Santa Cruz, California. I'm joined with my co-host, Cowboy Bob, as he's known here in Houston.
That's right.
We're doing kind of an oldies show today, huh?
Yeah. That's the old Department of Corrections. Another one you can ask the V-Man about if he did it or not. I don't know. We've tried to remain anonymous on the Department of Corrections thing.
Right. All the reporting in Palestine will get you in trouble. You're worried about doing Bush mixes, right?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't.
We also heard from the IDC. That's a great mix called Safe From Us.
Right, that is a great mix.
I like that one.
It rocks.
That guy does a bunch of other good stuff, like with Cold Turkey from John Lennon's Cold Turkey. He has a website somewhere. Just search for IDC. Anyway, we also heard the League of Infinite Justice with Awe. I've never heard that. That's awesome. Where can you get that?
That's at DIYmedia.net.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go through all the 800 tracks that are there. And we heard from Department of Corrections, the one that I put together called Don't Tread on Bush.
Don't Tread on Bush. Right. You can, but I'm reminding people that if you come into Houston, you will be landing in the bush, our bush.
That's right. We heard from the CCCP, which is what I guess this whole hour is. Once a month, right?
Well, actually, what happened was the New York show, which is kind of where the program is usually based, they switched their time during the month, so it hasn't happened yet. So, that's why we're doing this special simulcast with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Wow.
Which is in California, right?
That's right, yeah.
With Arnold is.
Freakradio.org, if people want to check us out on the web.
Okay.
There's also, we played Andrew Horbane with Georgie Boy.
Georgie Boy, he's an Australian.
Australian, really? Okay.
Yes, he seems to know George pretty well, though.
Uh-huh. There's some great stuff coming out of Australia, like Wax Audio and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Good stuff. But I had a lot of fun. I'm glad that the stream is still keeping on, because it kept flipping off a couple times before the show, but we're still here. We're broadcasting KPFT Houston here in Santa Cruz, California.
Okay, and we're out of time, and the next guy's in here, and we got to get out of his way. So thank you for joining us, Cowboy Bob. That's Cowboy Bob from Free Radio Santa Cruz. My name is Scooter. This has been the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special, and we'll see y'all next month.
Take care.
Bye.
Operation Ear Infection. Music and audio subversions with Skidmark Bob. Operation Ear Infection. Tune in to 101 FM or freakradio.org.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want! We cannot submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. Because that is a simple mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small. So we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Take a bite out of it! Do you got me?
Against the back of my crystal fist. Against the back of my crystal fist.
Operation Ear Infection. Music and audio subversions with Skidmark Bob. Tune in to 101 FM or freakradio.org.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what Jason wants!